This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Wow, I just can't believe the news. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we're here for 2 hours today, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Broadcasting from Missouri. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And we have a really neat feature here at USA Prepares. We have multiple listen lines. But if you'd like to listen on your phone, and by the way, we have a lot of listen line minutes attributed to USA Prepares. No kidding. Some of the most that I've ever heard of. 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. John is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and I'm delighted to introduce your instructor, Werner Bach. Welcome, Werner.
Good morning, Vincent.
And Werner, thank you for being with us. I'd also like to introduce Lauren from Ohio. She's calling in, and she would like to talk about something that is of great concern to her. Welcome, Lauren.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very, very well, Lauren. Thank you. Thank you for your interest in this subject of diseases and agents that allow diseases to be delivered to us, you know, with great speed, and diseases that are debilitating and deadly, brought to us by probably none other than the government. Would you like to share with Werner Bach, who is in New Brunswick, Canada, and me, and the rest of our worldwide broadcast classroom, what your thoughts are, what this is all about?
Well, this is about bioweapons and depopulation, and it's stealthy. It takes all your money, so when you die, you leave nothing to your children because all the money's been used up trying to find a solution to why you're ill, and very painful, lengthy deaths for a lot of people. So, I don't know. I was thinking maybe we should tell people, because a lot of people can get on the Internet or look things up while they're listening, and the paper that we're studying from is Mycoplasma, the Linking Pathogen in Neurosystemic Diseases. And if people want to pull that paper up on their computers so they can follow along and then read for themselves what exactly is going on, the documentation, it might assist them in being able to, I don't know, email or call in your questions. Or
here's what we'll do. I'm posting it right now on USAPrepares.com, page number one. Easiest way to find it. Give me another minute to have this up there. So please continue.
Awesome. Okay. So here's the deal. Just so people know what this paper is, it is, I'm just going to read a couple of quotes, and that'll kind of help set the foundation. First part, according to Dr. Shai Ching Lo, senior researcher at the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology and one of America's top mycoplasma researchers, this disease agent causes many illnesses, including AIDS, cancer, chronic fatigue syndrome, Crohn's colitis, type 1 diabetes, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, Wegener's disease, and collagen vascular diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis and Alzheimer's. Okay, and they don't add Lyme disease, left ventricular failure, all kind of other things too, but that was just the one quote. And then the other is what this paper is. I have all the official documents to prove that mycoplasma is the disease agent in chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, as well as AIDS, multiple sclerosis, and many other illnesses. Of these, 80% are U.S. or Canadian official government documents, and 20% are articles from peer-reviewed journals such as the Journal of American Medical Association, the New England Journal of Medicine, and the Canadian Medical Journal. So and the journal articles and government documents complement each other. So what we're going to talk about today is not debatable. This is what's happening, and it, what you do about it determines how well and how long you live. So where do you want to go from there, Vince?
Well, I'm rapidly typing and posting, so if you could please continue.
Okay. So here's
the deal. One second. What you're saying, the diseases that you've mentioned, I keep hearing over and over, cancer, chronic fatigue, Crohn's, diabetes, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis. Who doesn't know someone in his or her family that doesn't have one of those diseases? Seriously.
Or that's dying from one of those diseases.
Correct. So please continue.
Yeah. So what's going on is this agent was actually produced by George Merck from Merck Pharmaceutical, Merck Sharp and Dohme. And I'll just go ahead and just keep giving you pieces, okay? The U.S. Senate study, declassified February 24th, 1977, shows that George Merck of the pharmaceutical company Merck Sharp and Dohme, which now makes the cure for the diseases it one time created, reported in 1946 to the U.S. Secretary of War that his researchers had managed for the first time to isolate the disease agent in a crystalline form. So what they did was they took the Brucella bacterium, they basically manipulated it to get the mycoplasma toxin out of it, and then they put it into a crystal. The crystalline form they can distribute in chemtrails. It's in the air. It's in the vaccines that they inject into you. It's transmissible through airborne. So if you're in a house with somebody who has it, they breathe on you, now you've got it. So the bulk of the population does have this agent in them. Now, the way the agent works, it depends on your genetics. So for me, when I had it, it was mycoplasma pneumonia, and it was chronic fatigue syndrome. I had frozen shoulder, exhaustion, had to sleep between 3 and 5 every day, or I'd just kill you. I mean, it was horrible. When I finally got the pneumonia portion of it, I mean, I just knew I was going to die. And I figured out, you know, how to take care of it. But, boy, that was a very long year. Because it was 9 months before I sorted out that, oh, my gosh, I've got an infection. So for people who are suffering under these, you know, illnesses, just I want you to understand that you can do something about it. But you should understand exactly what it is. And this is not the kind of thing that you're going to get rid of it once and, hey, now I'm past it. No, because it's in your environment. It's, you know, every time people take vaccines and they're around you, you're getting exposed. Every time you get on a plane, you're getting exposed. Every time you're in a hospital or closed spaces with people who have it, you're being exposed. And so this is a lifetime battle. But, again, it's not that big a deal if you know what you're dealing with. So, and especially the veterans, a lot of the veterans, I'll just read you another quote. In 1998 in New York, I met a former military man, PFC Donald Bentley, who gave me a document and told me I was in the U.S. Army and I was trained in bacteriological warfare. We were handling a bomb filled with brucellosis, only it wasn't brucellosis. It was a brucella toxin in a crystalline form. We were spraying it on the Chinese and the North Koreans. He showed me his certificate listing his training in chemical, biological, and radiological warfare. Then he showed me 16 pages of documentation given to him by the U.S. military when he was discharged from service. They linked brucellosis with multiple sclerosis as stated in one section. Veterans with multiple sclerosis, a kind of creeping paralysis developing to a degree of 10% or more disability within 2 years after separation from active services, may be presumed to be service-connected for disability compensation. Compensation is payable to eligible veterans whose disabilities are due to service. In other words, if you become ill with multiple sclerosis, it's because you were handling this brucella, and we will give you a pension. Don't go raising a fuss about it. In these documents, the government of the United States revealed evidence that the cause of multiple sclerosis, but they didn't make it known to the public or to your doctor. And that's the key thing here. Many doctors don't know anything about mycoplasma. They have not been trained on it. It's a biological warfare weapon. It's been kept secret. So it's really important to understand that they admit it, but it's only for the people, you know, you're in school with Vince Finnelli. The reason that you are in school with Vince Finnelli is to learn the things that you need to learn to manage and to have a better life for yourself. So in many instances, you're going to know more than your doctor about this issue. So this is why I'm trying to tell you, you have to take control of you. Doctors are really for medical advice. They're for advice. They're not your God. And if you know more than they do, take care of your business. Don't wait for a third party to pay for it or to take care of it. You're going to have to make some moves and take some steps to take care of your own affairs. And the other thing that I thought was really interesting was the fact that they use mosquitoes to put this out. This section of the paper, testing via mosquitoes vector in Punta Gorda, Florida. A report from the New England Journal of Medicine reveals that one of the first outbreaks of chronic fatigue syndrome was in Punta Gorda, Florida, back in 1957. It was a strange coincidence that the week before these people came down with chronic fatigue syndrome, there was a huge influx of mosquitoes. The National Institutes of Health claimed that the mosquitoes came from the forest fire 30 miles away. The truth is that those mosquitoes were infected in Canada by Dr. Guilford B. Reed at Queen's University. They were bred in Belleville, Ontario. They were taken down to Punta Gorda, Florida, and they were released there. Within the first week, the first five cases ever of chronic fatigue syndrome were reported at a local clinic in Punta Gorda, Florida. The cases kept coming until they finally reached 450 people that were ill with the disease. So these are bioweapons being used on our population to break down our population so that we are too ill to fight the overthrow of this country. And that's really what it comes down to. That's my opinion. That's not in the paper, but I'm just telling you, you make people sick if you're going to fight them. You don't fight healthy Americans.
You know, what you're talking about is very, very serious. And, you know, imagine just trying to fight if you have something as simple as diarrhea. This is really, really serious. And let me ask you very quickly, based on what you've heard from me, do you think that they've done this to me? Because it sure sounds like it.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
It's everybody has it, so it shows in different ways.
Lauren from Ohio will be right back. Verna Bach, I'd love to hear your comments on the other side. I'm Vin Finnelli. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Werner Bach is with us, New Brunswick, Canada. Lauren is with us, and she's in Ohio, the United States. I'm in Missouri, the United States. Werner, do you have any thoughts or comments or questions?
Good morning, Lauren. I'm just amazed at the wealth of information he just brought out in the last few minutes. And I had heard the golf course about the microplasm. I heard about the microplasm about 12 years ago on Coast to Coast when they had Joyce Riley on. Hello?
Yes, yeah. We're with you. Okay. So you heard it 12 years ago. Yeah. All right, Lauren, we've got a tremendous echo. I guess probably because of the distance of the electrons traveling to do this broadcast. The echo comes from Werner's connection, I believe. Lauren, would you please continue?
Yeah, I was going to say we haven't finished with all the different things that it includes, and it includes psychological impairment. There is a young lady who just wrote a book. It's called America is Sick, I believe is the name of it, or America is Infected. And, if you can Google that real quick, the start pages, and just get me the author's name. I just lost it.
Just give me a second.
Yeah, America is Infected. She is a young woman whose son got incredibly ill with psychological symptoms. He would act out just crazy behavior. And basically what was going on was he had mycoplasma. Okay, but he was in the juvenile court system. They had him in isolation. They treated this child horribly. Even when she presented the information that he was having flares related to infection, The judges didn't care. They wanted to take her child. They were making all the money they could off of the criminal justice system in this. So that's why I'm saying people have to, you have to do your own work. There is nobody that's going to save you. Nobody cares more about you than you. So
Daniela Grace?
Daniela Grace, yeah. I just spaced and forgot her name. She's a lovely lady. Okay. She's in Tehran. But the gist of it is her whole family was infected. You know, the root of the infection came from the hospital where her brother-in-law had been. He went and stayed with them for a couple of weeks and infected their family. And from there, they spread it to all of their friends and family, even to the dogs. And this is why I'm saying this is a huge deal that they've done this. But the great thing about it is that when you clean it up, it's like you're perfectly healthy again. You've got all your capabilities intact, you know. And so the other thing that's important to know is that it causes heart problems as far as left ventricular hypertrophy. And I am going to read this real quick. They're talking about people with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, and then the blood. When the blood is cut off from the brain, punctate lesions appear because those parts of the brain die. The mycoplasma will get into portions of the heart muscle, especially the left ventricle, and those cells will die. Certain people will have cells in the lateral ventricles of the brain that have a genetic predisposition to admit the mycoplasma, and this causes the lateral ventricles to deteriorate and die. This leads to multiple sclerosis. And so it is pretty much every disease you can think of is caused by this agent. It's not just the bad food, the genetically modified food, and the fluoridated water. It's that they actively infected our population in an effort to kill us. That's what's going on.
Lauren, do we know who these
people are?
Do we know who they are?
Sure.
The companies are dreaming of.
Go ahead, Werner. I'm sorry.
Basically, mycoplasma is something where the pharmaceutical companies are just dreaming about.
Well, it creates a
huge windfall profit, and it works all into the agenda about one world government. Yes. Speaking the country. Speaking to society.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Werner, it sounds like it's more than they're dreaming about it. It sounds like they did dream about it and they developed it. Is that right, Lauren?
Yes, it is. And we'll talk about who did it when we come back.
Okay. And we also have Gwen from Australia calling in. We'll be right back.
Is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? Katie offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to katiearmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Werner Bach is with us, and I've asked Jennifer from Australia to call back in about 20 minutes, so we'll have this time with Lauren and Werner about these pathogens. And you're saying that they are absolutely positively trying to kill us. Who are these thugs?
Well, if you take a look through the first couple of pages of the article, they lay it all out. Dr. Shai-Ching Lo is the man who's responsible for the veterans, all the Gulf War illness. He actually holds the patent for mycoplasma. Patent number, for people who want to look it up, is 5242820, an 89-page patent, and they tell you exactly what they're doing there. You have Dr. Maurice Hilleman, chief virologist for the pharmaceutical company Merck Sharp and Dohme. He stated that this disease agent is now carried by everybody in North America and possibly most people throughout the world. You have the U.S. Public Health Service. U.S. Public Health Service also closely followed the progress of biological warfare research and development from the very start of the program, and the Centers for Disease Control and the National Institutes of Health. In the United States, we're working in the the National Institutes of Health in the United States, we're working for the working with the military in weaponizing these diseases. You have the governments of the United States, Canada, and Britain entered into a secret agreement to create two types of biological weapons in 1942, one that would kill and one that would disable, for use in the war against Germany and Japan, who are also developing biological weapons. And this is what it is. The Special Virus Cancer Program, created by the CIA and the National Institutes of Health, to develop a deadly pathogen for which humanity had no natural immunity, and AIDS was what it was called, was disguised as a war on cancer. I believe it was 1969, they had 5 years, $10 million for the war on cancer. It was actually part of MK-Naomi. MK-Naomi, for people who don't know, the MK-Ultra. MK-Naomi, the Naomi stands for niggers are only momentary individuals. That's MK-Naomi. This affects all black people, some brown people, and some white people. The bonding site where this connects to your DNA, to your cells, all black people have that receptor. And this is basically to depopulate the brown populations in Africa to get their natural resources. And if you look where the United Nations has gone with their vaccines to save people, you'll see a third of the population is dead. There's just children. That's what's left, because everybody has AIDS. And they used to say, oh, well, if these people would stop having sex with everybody, a lot of the people that had it never had sex. And then they said it was dirty needles. It's not dirty needles. The mycoplasma bacterium is in the vaccine. And the other thing that they were doing was delivering wheat to them that had fungus. Well, when you put fungus along with mycoplasma, you accelerate the degeneration multiple times. It destroys you very quickly. And the Africans have caught on. They get that contaminated wheat, they burn it on the dock. They don't even let their people eat it. So this is the U.S. government. This is the U.S. Senate. This is the U.S. Public Health Department, Centers for Disease Control, National Institutes of Health. This is big. I mean, this is...
Lauren, I've said publicly that there is absolutely, positively no way that these planes could take off from any airport, fly over the United States skies, and dispense these compounds, these chemicals, these biologicals, without our government knowing about it. It's absolutely impossible. So it has to be done with the blessing, the endorsement, or by the government. It has to be. And I believe what you're saying is that's absolutely true. Is that correct?
It is. And the thing is, our government, if you really think that Obama is running this government, I mean, come on. These people don't run anything. You're looking at the global bankers, and this is what they're doing. They've got everybody on the payroll. You've got a bunch of pedophiles and perverts with blackmail information on them. That's who's running the show. They're blackmailing these people. So
would you? This is not to be offensive, class. But would you repeat very slowly one more time for all of us to hear what Naomi stands for?
Yeah, that's niggers are only momentary individuals. And this program specifically targeted black people. I mean, they all have the bonding site. White people, some have it, some don't. That's why you have such high rates of infection in the black populations. Where whites, it's harder for them to get it. But black people, you can give it to them relatively easily. And look where we are right now. What are we doing in Africa? What are we doing in Africa?
Well, we've said on this broadcast that AIDS and Ebola were man-made. I met the guy who uncovered it. He's a Harvard degree dentist. And he said it was a disease that would surgically take out people without the wind blowing back so that we could have whatever we wanted of theirs. So that would be natural resources of Africa.
Yeah.
His name was Dr. Len Horowitz. And I met him many years ago, and my wife and I talked to him individually. The three of us chatted for about a half an hour. I have to tell you that after that discussion, I had tears in my eyes because I realized this was so big and so out of control that we absolutely, positively couldn't fix it. And these people were defective. They don't have morals. They don't have the same values that we do. We can't fight with them because they don't care who they lay to waste. They call it collateral damage, but it's carnage. It's murder. And I've said, if you love your children absolutely positively, do not let them enlist in the military to be used as cannon fodder or to be used against us. Do not do it.
And don't put them in schools.
And take them out of the public training camp. Yes.
There you go. If we, and look what they're doing now, bringing in all these foreigners with diseases and setting them up next to your kids, drug-resistant TB. I'm just amazed at the length to which these people will go. But they can afford to go there because after four generations of public schools and even the private schools and the colleges, you're paying money to be brainwashed, and people just don't even have a natural defense. But I'll tell you what the natural defense is. Read the Word of God. If we lived the way that God said to live in the Bible, we wouldn't have these problems. You know, if you obeyed God first, have no other gods before me. That means you do not obey illegitimate authority. The government that we have established in this country is not there to tell us what to do. The Constitution is a body of negative law to tell the maids and the butlers what they can do and that they can't do anything except what they were allowed to do according to the provisions of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. The limitations are on them, not on us. Now, through the private contracts that people establish with Social Security numbers and, hey, be my daddy, well, daddy gets to make the rules. But in the end, God made the men made a club, the club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage the maids and the butlers of the club. He gave each one of us free will to obey him or not to obey him. To the extent we obey him, we are blessed. The solutions, you can fix this problem, it's not even that big a deal. But the whole point is you have to know and understand it first. The second part of that is keep your money in your pocket. Stop giving tax dollars and money to the government and to these private corporations. It's not even a government, okay? But you're giving them the fruit of your labor. God didn't even extract a tithe as high as the tax code, you know, is right now. So you're giving money where you don't owe it. Check out wifeparis.com. If you want to understand what, I mean, if you work for the federal government, yes, you owe taxes. If you get money from the kitty, you must give back to the kitty. So there are rules with regard to how to do this, but there's a W-8 form in the tax code. A lot of people are using their UCC, taking control of the straw man, and that's more complicated than a lot of people want to do. But the bottom line is God made the men, and he gave each one of us free will. He told us to obey him first. The fruit of your labor is all that you are. If somebody can extract the fruit of your labor against your will, that's slavery, and it's fraud. Fraud negates consent. You don't have to do this. Understand what the law is, what the truth is. And the third thing, keep your children in your home. Control their education. If you put your children in an institution that teaches them lies, then what do you expect to have? They're gone from 8 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the evening. If you're not raising them, then the people that are raising them are putting their ideas out front for your children to believe, and you're confirming it because you said go to school and do what your teachers say. So you can't blame your children for coming out completely screwed up. It's your fault. And I'm talking mainly to the Christians who think that, you know, you have a right to just deposit your offspring someplace else all day. The hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. Hitler knew it. The Prussians knew it. the Romans knew it? How come we don't understand that? So, and the last thing is boycott big business. The U.S. government is the largest business in the world. Don't give them money that you don't own, and don't take things from them. That, you know, when you're taking things from the government, you're stealing from your neighbor is really what that comes down to. Just because you got somebody else to go take the money to give you for your fill-in-the-blank, Social Security, health care that you're not paying for, free food, free housing, what you're doing is you're robbing your neighbor. Just because you get somebody else to do it and you call it a program doesn't make it right. The Bible says if a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat. So what we need to focus on is getting jobs back in this country, and the government's not going to produce those jobs. You're going to produce those jobs. When they say you need a license to cut hair or fix the plumbing, or you don't need a license. A license gives you permission to do what would otherwise be illegal. Well, for a little C, 14th Amendment U.S. citizen subject to the rules, codes, regulations, and statutes of the U.S. government corporation, yeah, you got to get permission. But for free men, you can do what you please.
Lauren, I want to thank you for being with us. I'd like to ask you to come back again. I'd like to share one thing with you. I gave two seminars last weekend on exactly what you're talking about, how to pay less to the government, exactly what you're saying. And do you know what happened? Half of the people in the seminar walked out. Half of them walked out.
It's cowardice, and God hates a coward.
Lauren, thanks so much. We'll be in touch.
Okay, thanks.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today, pop.
Cheetah, you've got your
take.
When you go,
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I mentioned that we're going to be ramping up the discussion, the content, and we're going to be exposing more of these thugs. And Lauren from Ohio will be back with us for the solutions to the diseases next Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Tuesday at 9 o'clock, Lauren will be back. Werner Box with us. Werner, you know, we've been talking about the devolution of human nature, the disintegration of human nature, and how people have just don't help each other anymore. Are you seeing the same thing in your neck of the woods?
So many people, they look always over their shoulder. When you speak to, when you talk to someone who is listening, and so basically it's the typical scenario for a super dictatorship. And what we are, you mentioned there, evolution. I think we are dealing with an evolution.
No, what I was saying, Werner, you might have misunderstood me. Devolution, meaning the opposite of evolution, going down instead of getting better.
Yeah, but we got a changing scenario. It is an evil.
E-V-E-V-I-L, yeah.
Evolution.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, right.
Or wicked all the time. And I'm just blown away with all the information Lauren from Ohio brought out there. And but right now, I think the next thing, first thing first, you have to get well again.
Well, I'm working on it. I am working on it, and Lauren is helping me with this. And, you know, I'll tell you, I thought I had some friends, some local friends, like those meetup people. You know, they knew I was physically ill, and not a single one called. And I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining because they seem to be self-centered, and they don't seem to have much energy to do much. They're all talk. And what I'm saying is, it's not just them. There's a whole bunch of people who we thought were our friends that, whom are not. And my, you know who my best friends are? They're guys like Werner Bach and Miles and Joey and Ed from North Carolina. People I hardly see.
Listen, Vincent, this is what a lady said to me 40 years ago.
We've got Gwen from Australia. You're on. Please
let us know what happened to you. How are you this evening? Yeah.
Well, my question is, how are you?
Oh, well, I could be better. I had to go into town today. That is an 80-kilometre trip. It's an 18-kilometre cab ride and then a bus trip in from Wedderburn in Victoria to Bendigo in Victoria to take my son to a medical appointment at the hospital. On my way back, actually, when I was at the Bendigo railway station where the bus depot also is, I was sitting there and I was charging my phones, I was charging my son's computer, I was having a cup of tea out of my thermos at the railway station, and these railway policemen, were just buzzing around me like flies. I was sitting facing the glass window and I could actually see their reflections walking backwards and forwards behind me, I said, oh, well, I'll just ignore them. And I got on the bus. When I got off the bus at Wedderburn, now this is one of the police stations that we've had problems with, with corruption.
You have to go very quickly. We're short on time.
There was a police car at the Wedderburn police station with its lights already on. It followed the bus in, parked 20 metres from where the bus was, watched me get off the bus, and I stood there for a moment, and as I went to cross the road, the police car pulled out of the car park and went to follow me up the road. Fortunately, I'd already booked a cab. The cab was there. I got into the cab, and it sat behind the taxi cab. Now, if that is not stalking, I don't know what is.
Gwyneth, they're able
Very
to do
sad.
That because they're able to follow you with your cell phone.
That's right. I'm pretty sure that's the case.
Yeah, class, keep that in mind. I don't have one. I'm not going to let those thugs have the easy way out. Gwyneth from Australia, thank you so much for calling. And you're going to call in on what, next Tuesday?
Yeah, Friday.
Next Friday.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.